Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
I'm Paige.
And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So the best invention maybe is about to arrive on shelves near you, perhaps.
Yes. It's already been invented. Let me go back to the note I made at 6 o'clock. Hey, there it is right there. Best invention ever.
Oh, I threw mine away because when I write bad words down, I shred them because I don't want the trash person to incriminate me.
You can thank the Lord for that.
Yeah, it's another name for a cat.
Okay.
I'll sign this and give it to caller 13.
I used to have one of those.
Uh-oh. You're like old...
Stay off them horses, Paige.
I know now. Little Lupus.
Lupus.
I've called several times.
But Lulu
Ron, disappeared. You gauze.
I ain't one of these flipping millenniums.
That was two different calls.
I call all the time.
I love that voice, too. All right. So, what is the best invention ever? It's the self-chilling beer can.
I don't know what that...
Okay, so I'm not winning over the audience. I'm sorry you're not as thrilled as you would be.
No, I'm not the alcoholic I used to be.
Oh.
And also, I prefer them right out of the refrigerator.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, real cold.
I don't like to get them and, like, set.
Okay. You don't wait for the mountains to turn blue?
Well, there's a company
Bush.
In the UK that they're pitching Cool Can to beer and soda companies. And you push a button on the bottom, and it gets your drinks as cold in about 10 minutes or less.
You know what this reminds me of? I used to have these, too. I love the gimmick cups. The cup that already had, like, the water around it, you put it in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole thing froze.
Oh, yeah. And then you could, like, see through it after it melted down.
It's
like,
cool.
It was like you got more in there, and you don't.
Yeah. Like,
Why are you drinking water? I don't. The glass is empty. Will you fill me up?
It's like when the guy said the whole floor is a trampoline. Like, the whole cup is frozen.
What's that place where you go where the whole floor is a trampoline? It's like, man, that has to be weird standing in front of the urinal. People walk by and it's just bouncing you all over.
How do you pee?
I'm trying to pee.
Plus, I'm in my sock feet and you're peeing everywhere.
Oh. Like a sprinkler system.
That's why they have the grip on there so you won't slide down in the toilet.
Oh, God, that's awful.
It's not everything a trampoline, surely. It isn't.
No, it's $10 just socks. The main okay. floor.
Well, so this...
The parking lot's a trampoline, too. Be careful when you drive
right
in.
Be careful. Might be knocked off. You ever been on a trampoline where somebody is heavier than you and you get
no? Yeah, you got a double bounce.
No.
Yeah, there's a weight limit of what, 300? No, probably like 275.
I popped Jasper up in the air big time when we went to one of them trampoline world things, and I'm bouncing right beside him, and I did not think about that, you know. And that's like all of a sudden he's like, pew.
Yeah. You know what? I never even tested the commercial size trampolines. Because I just assumed I was going to be too big for them.
They don't post a weight limit on there. I mean, they don't. Because I was looking for it. Because I don't want to be the one who goes through it.
I've done that
to chairs. I've done that to couches and various
situations. We used to have one in our backyard.
A couch?
Yeah.
No. I didn't want to do it that way either. Because, you know, being a true radio person, I went through a sales department to see if I could get a pass somewhere.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't want to be the one that ruins the trampoline. And we had the whole account.
Right.
We had it on a grassy area when we lived in South Carolina. Mm. And then when we moved to California, we took the trampoline with us, and we had it on concrete.
It was like on the roof of the
car. I know. Like Aunt Edna.
It was just a bigger one.
Exactly.
The wind gets underneath it, and they lift off the ground a little bit. Can we drive through Kansas and we can catch air, Dad?
Your mom turns to you and says you're all effed in the head.
And then we moved
to your mama.
Another house with a trampoline, and it was right by the pool, and my brother would jump.
Did y'all have the guards on them, though?
Oh, you like the fence around it?
Oh, that was
no, it was a death trap, and I'm just so surprised we never fell off of it like that.
Or you didn't, need a tetanus shot from catching one of them rusty springs in the side of your leg. I got that one time. That hurt like piss.
You squeeze your fat?
I had a hold of the fat on my leg, and they had to... It was last name was Bagwell. I can't remember Mike's. Oh yeah, what am I saying?
Marcus.
Mike Bagwell. Used to go to church with him. Anyway, my fat leg was caught in the spring, and he had to pull the spring.
Oh man!
It looked like I had a tetanus shot, like that little bubble.
Had a chunk of fat in the spring still, man.
Anyway, and I think I may have had to have a tetanus shot done.
That chunk of fat's cooking in the hot July summer.
But it smells like a food truck over there in Berea. That's where it happened.
Yeah. Paige, did
over
your
there across from the old Caprice.
Did your brother's the Express, bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Your brother's friends ever ask you to jump on the trampoline?
All the time.
God. Did it look like a battered woman after you left?
No. We had fun.
Oh, I
like my women in the air fryer.
What?
I use Panko and I batter my women.
Panko.
Oh.
Shout out.
No, it's not funny.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Yeah.
Well, Dolly Parton's California Cabin just went on the market.
Oh, no. He's playing his favorite Dolly song.
So it starts to remix.
That's the remix of 9 to 5.
The interesting thing about this is a cabin, like we said, and it comes with the decor and furnishings from Dolly herself.
Oh, man. Does she have like?
It's an Idlewild.
Idlewild. So she's got Dollywood and Idlewild.
768.
I was gonna say that was a cabin. Andre 3000 thing.
It was one of the early or kind of mid Outcast City.
Yeah.
But she tried to sell her house in Sevierville, and I don't think anybody bought it.
And she bought it for $126,000.
What'd she sell it for?
She got that much in a bra.
It's on
right
the market for $768,000.
That's. I mean, where is that at? Idlewild? Where is that?
Southern California.
Southern California. Wow, that seems very affordable.
What kind of access do you have to? Do you get to meet her at least once?
Like, is she there when you sign the papers?
Maybe her lawyers will be there at the closing, or she'll be there. I don't know.
I'll give you $800,000, and I want to be a roadie for a day.
Like, throwing some Dollywood tickets for real? Like, for life?
Like, why wouldn't you?
I mean, I would take it up.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about that is it has a guitar-shaped toilet. That sounds odd.
Yeah, because you'd end up... You think the way, like, a guitar is kind of shaped like an 8. So you're going to be straddling that toilet, but there's going to be a big flume in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
There's going to be one behind you, too.
There's one, but, like, you're going to fall in halfway.
You mean the neck of the guitar? Would that be, like, put your feet up on that?
Or I want a toilet that looks like a set-down steel guitar. Yep.
Okay.
I want it to look like I'm sitting there playing an organ.
Or a cello.
You could be playing with one while you're sitting there.
No.
Ew.
I'd have to wash my hands before I wiped.
That's too much going on. All right. good for her. You're gonna.
Now I'm trying to picture it like you just said. Like, how is it gonna? Like a the hey, tank I mean, is like the neck of like, the guitar.
Yeah. Like no. I figured the toilet seat. Where's the I'm no guitar player, but what do you call that? The rod of the guitar? The staff?
The neck, right?
Neck. That there is we
the
go. Neck.
Okay. The rod of the guitar.
Frets on the neck.
I told you I didn't play. Has had them.
Huh? Yeah.
Guitar I don't shaped. Know crap about guitars.
But you have them. How do you not take lessons and learn to play them? Aren't you just...
Okay.
Oh, God.
You want me to one-up that? I've got autographed jerseys of a sport I never played.
Yeah. He's got okay. you there.
Okay, yeah. you do.
He is not Peyton Manning.
Trying to think what you've got that I can apply that to, and you don't really... I'm trying to remember about your decor and whatnot. Any it's all about hobby? Nice stuff. I can't really make fun of Chanel things.
No. Man, the only thing I can find is a guitar, like, toilet seat. Not well, really where, a guitar but toilet.
Is it worth, like, your legs? It's almost like you're sitting on a saddle, kind of, with a hole in the... It's like a crowning chair. Don't Google that, by the way.
So she's got, like, Dolly's got, like, a whole line of different guitar-shaped bowls and stuff like that.
That's kind of nice. Oh, I've seen that, because I saw that in the store. I saw a guitar-shaped skillet.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah.
Here's a guitar-shaped dildo, too. So
nice.
Tell me how that works.
She I don't know if she actively does them. I like to think she does, but she does children's books. And my grandson freaking loves her children's books.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet. I bet they're good.
Like, he loves Dolly
She's
Parton.
She's a good storyteller.
But I don't know if she really wrote them or not, you know.
I'm sure she did.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
That dog's nipples are awful on TV.
You know, they got to think
she
about
wrote,
that.
She wrote the story about
Well, we're actually distracted. They're Jolene. Doing the pet adoption part of the Daily News, and that dog has like 18 nipples, and they're all like, looks like a cactus.
Oh, poor dog. You know, I was...
Well, they took it off. Do you see God. It? They just took it because they realized how graphic those nipples look.
I took my dog to a parade in North Carolina, in Brevard, where they have the Halloween parade. Ooh. And this woman came up to me and asked, she goes, that's a beautiful boxer you have. And she asked me if she was pregnant. And I said, no, she's not. And she goes, because your dog has very large nipples.
Well, she said, hey, it must match your owner.
I said,
does the carpet match your drapes in a weird way?
Stop staring at her breasts, lady. Get out of my face. No, I didn't say that to her. I was just going
to like, you want to come back to my place? This is North Carolina.
I said, well,
North Carolina.
She is a full-grown boxer, and that's the way she was since I don't know.
Yeah.
This is Transylvania County. You want to come back and hook up, have fun?
Dude, speaking of that.
She did make a remark.
Not the, what was her remark?
I want to suck your blood.
I was wearing our little Camp Cougar shirts that we wear from
It is a real
what
thing.
What in the world?
It's a real thing. They got shirts, man.
You and
it's a real thing.
Sweet Tea and all them.
Yeah, we have our little shirts, and we get new shirts for every year. And Camp Cougar is kind of a joke because my friend Mitzi, her daughter, had Camp Cougar logos, and we stole it for our thing. But we weren't thinking like cougars, like, you know.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, sure.
No, we weren't. But then it just became funny after that. So we wear it around town and people think it's real.
So I told you your dog has big nipples.
Yes.
That's pretty forward.
Well, I don't know.
It's not a compliment.
She said she was pretty.
Why am I thinking, you know what I'm thinking about, dude? Remember, it was this weird cartoon.
My dog child.
He just reminded me of a video I saw yesterday.
Remember John Candy had a cartoon series? Called Camp Candy.
Yeah, I remember.
And it
now.
Was voiced by him, and like it was him like being a camp counselor. It made no sense at all, but it was animated John Candy. And I'm thinking like Paige teaching people how to tie knots and stuff.
Oh, see, we used to if another girl came up there, we would initiate her in a fun little way.
What does that mean?
She would have to take the canoe out. She would have to.
What kind of canoe are you talking about?
She'd have to like
something looks like it.
Light the grill, which was really funny because a lot of us couldn't do that, and she'd have to fire a shotgun.
Wow.
Dude, have you seen the video?
We had him. Sorry, go ahead.
It was like this Great Dane just laying there, and his like some kid just walks up and starts like squeezing his nuts and like grabbing him, and the dog just turns around and looks at him like, "Excuse me." What are you doing
to
my balls?
I'm
going
to give you 12 minutes to stop that. The funniest thing. I've seen that happen with the farm animals. Like, one will just come up, like, you know, start nosing his gooch or something, and he'll just look back at him like, I mean, I ain't got an issue with it. But, like, I'm just letting you know I see what you're doing back there.
Do you realize?
Like, big animals, too. They'll sit there and just watch them, like, I can't believe you damn doing that right now.
You should realize.
Have seen what I ate for dinner last night.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Go. What was it saying?
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys more.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning Show.
All right. So if you've listened to really the last couple of days, any portion of the show, this has come up and come up and different updates and stuff. Initially, this is what it began with.
It's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. Yeah. And at first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
That didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower, and I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else, and it was in the closet, so it was sex toys.
So,
and it was a lot of them, like not just a few, like a lot. I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this?
And then Fabboy told us we had an FOF line voicemail, and it was not for the FOF line, but rather that was this guy, Derek, who claimed to be, like 150 people just texted in, Willa, because that's her name, Willa.
Willa.
I remember thinking about Willa yesterday, thinking like, is it short for Wilhelmina?
Oh,
Wilhelmina?
That's good.
Like, what is it short for? Is it short for anything? So Derek called, he left a voicemail, he was pissed about it. I don't know if they're still together or not. But we got Derek on hold, and Willa called in. She put him on blast for having them closet full of, she says, sex toys. You know, who knows what that even means. But he didn't want to sleep with her. Derek's got some explaining to do. He wants to. So, Derek, what's going on?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. That's got to be, like, surreal to to hear all that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, I it was even like into the day. I had gotten up, going around my day, and then all of a sudden my phone just starts blowing up.
I love it.
The power of TRG right there. I love that. And with a name like Willa, you knew it was, they were talking to most people that know if you're dating a girl named Willa, that's probably your girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't a very long list.
Yeah, someone you trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, she's my girlfriend. You know, you're supposed to be able to trust that your girlfriend is not going to go air your dirty laundry on the radio.
Right. And now have you heard everything that she said other than that little one?
Yeah, I didn't hear it live. I was able to go back and listen, though, and just...
It's a great podcast.
Very classy Willa.
Yeah.
Go through my closet when I'm in the shower. You couldn't just ask. And that's FBI behavior. That's crazy, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
I don't know if you would have volunteered that information, though, if she would ask, right? I feel like maybe not.
I mean...
Are you sexually attracted
to... We could have had a conversation about it instead of just going on the radio. And, you know, she goes into... I want to make one thing very clear. I am interested physically in her. I wanted to take things slow. I had been in a long-term relationship before. We rushed things. I wanted to get to know her first, you know?
Right.
And build a relationship before we just jumped into bed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I can identify with that. I understand. But I was making a joke, Paige.
I know.
I think Derek's not wanting to hear any jokes, but I totally get it. So this is what I have to, what I want to ask you, Derek. And I look, I don't know you. I don't know Willow. We don't know anyone involved in this. But like, what's up with the collection? Like a couple things, you know, that's cool. But like, homegirl made it sound like you got like an Adam and Eve neighborhood store like in your closet. And yes, that's what she said, you know?
It's not far off, I guess. I like I said, I was in a long-term relationship previous to this one. Oh, she was very into trying things. So, yeah, I ended up with kind of a large collection, more than most guys I feel like have. I have toys. I have books. It's a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. I can understand why it would be jarring to come across.
Gross.
I mean, but the way she did it is still, you know.
I do agree with you on that. I said yesterday or day before, whenever she called in, I said, now, and I say this jokingly, of course, because no one does, but if I ever have a woman in my house, and I go take a shower, she has to go wait in her car outside.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Trust anybody?
Look, sit down the yard.
What Derek has shown me now, like any time I've ever showered at home or maybe even taken a simple poo in the other room, they could have been there going through the refrigerator, going through my laundry.
Do you know why he's credible right now? Because if he was in a long-term relationship, and it took him a while. They weren't physical at first, so he's used to that pace. So he's not going to change his pace and then go to a new relationship and try to bang right away.
But, like,
I wouldn't think.
And I want you to be completely honest, Derek, because I'm not trying to railroad your love life or your life or anything like that. But did the previous situation break up because she was wanting to go into this depth a little more, like maybe bring some extra people in or go to sandals?
No,
you know, I mean, ripping and tearing and things.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, we didn't break up for anything like that. We just broke up because life broke us up. But we never got extreme with other people. But you know, it was all self-contained.
But you kept all the stuff,
and it's not really stuff you can just return. You know, even the unused stuff. It's not like he can just go back and be like, "Hey,
right?
Oh, I see."
But you're not using all of it, right? Like just. You just had it. You're not using everything.
Currently, I'm not using any of it.
Damn, son.
Oh.
Dang. Because she thought, you know, you were like, when she saw all that stuff, she thought you were using, like, every
she
bit
thought,
of it.
Yeah, that you're.
But that's like you said, as she just simply asked.
I think it could have been cleared up very easily if she had asked me about it.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she made it seem like. Smelled them. And you heard it now, but, like, she made it sound like. And obviously, because we're on the radio, we could not allow her to be crazy descriptive, but she said something like a saddle.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know. That's like, if it's what I think it is, like that's like $1,700 up the road at Adam and Eve. See, yeah, Paige got one on FlexPay. Florida for that.
Well, man, remember when you had the prior business?
Yes,
Arnold. The dildo business.
Well, I called it a dildo company.
So what if some woman went to your house and went and found all your things and thought, oh, gosh, I'm dating this super perv.
God, you know, did have a lot.
Funny you say that, because that's why I had a storage unit. Because I was like, if I die, and Lord knows, they bring my mama into the house to start, you know, going through the goods or whatever. What was my son doing with all these? These are still new in the box.
This sucker's big.
Because after my husband...
Connie Maxwell, do y'all need these?
I found the strangest porno. Now, I didn't have them around to ask him questions and what I found.
Oh, this is post. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful with what you keep in your closet.
When you leave the house every day, hide all everything. So,
I'm not saying that.
You know, I'm not good at my job because so many people now are texting in asking this, and we're going to get to it. You got to pace a little interview kind of thing, but have you talked to Willa since this all? Because you talked in that voicemail you left us as this was done.
Oh.
But has, if you want to talk about it, it's cool. If you don't?
Yeah, no. I sent her a text on the day, and she has not responded. Huh. On the day, I want to reiterate here, that she told the entire world my life story on the radio that same day. Yeah. She has not responded, but no, if I see her again, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to her. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. We're over.
You know what? She's ignoring him because she responded to me when I tried to verify if you were who you were.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's right. Fat Boy, well, you may have already told him this, but yeah, Fat Boy had extended the offer to Willa to join as well today, and she did not respond to him either. So,
well, there you go. Willa, if you're listening to this,
you know she
congratulations. You got a dramatic response from me. You're on my permanent block list.
Oh, wow. Hey. Willa, I mean, Willa. It's for everyone. Everything has a lesson. So if you find something weird, I mean, do you not remember episodes of sitcoms in the 80s where they would find like a knife in Jack's nightstand and Janet and Chrissy thought he was going to kill him. And turns out he's a cook and he just stuck it in there. It could be just the most simplest thing. Like Paige said, I don't know if you know this, Derek. I used to own a dildo company. And, you know, where we would sell the things at the women's parties and things. And, you know, if like I said, if I had passed and my mom walked in, and I'd never really told her about that business because she would have told me I was going to hell. But I would have told her to go to hell for telling me I was going to hell.
Why you got a butt with no rest of the body?
Where's just that you sit there and beat it up like you would when them boxing dummies? You sit there punching butt all day, man. You? But no, Derek, seriously, that's a good thing about when people find things. But now, let's go back to this real quick because I know you got a time limit of what time you got to be into work. But if you got out of the shower and she's just sitting there on the bed or whatever, and she's like, "Hey, babe, I want to talk to you about something." Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, what's that?" And she's like, "So I went into your closet." She could have even lied and said, "I was looking for a T-shirt to put on after we bang," or whatever. And she said, "I saw all these apparatuses and settees and such in your closet. Do you not still, though, in the back of your mind, even if you explained all this to her, are you not still from that day on thinking, she went through my crap, though, without asking?"
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be something that comes up.
It's like suspecting someone was cheating on you, and you go look through their phone while they're away or whatever, and you find out they're not cheating. You then tell them that you went through their phone? No.
Like, this whole thing came up because they weren't hooking up fast enough, I guess, for her.
And it's usually the opposite, it seems.
Which is
but
weird,
he
man.
Was like, and I get what you're saying. You like came out of a long-term thing, and you know, you were wanting to. And you wasn't using all this stuff. Although, I would tell you this, and you're right, you can't just, like, donate them or sell them at a yard sale or something like that.
Put them in the bin anyway.
But, like, I'd get if you want to start afresh and anew and all that stuff, like, I'd get rid of that because it's just likely reminding you of this other lady. Well, you not? Maybe? I don't know.
Have a yard sale.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that.
I'm just kidding.
No. If it was the old days, you could sit there and throw them at people as they go under the overpass. But
you'd probably have called a nard sale.
A nard sale. I made that joke yesterday. That's right. A nard sale.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say famous people. Born the 28th of March. Happy birthday.
Yep.
Or
suck it.
2 days in a row you sucked it.
I know, I gotta stop.
I usually like to go ladies first on that, but if she's not showing any
sometimes she's not feeling it, right? You're like, "Hey, come on."
Sometimes there's a double suck. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. We both kind of say, "Okay, I'm gonna do it," and then we all suck.
Yeah.
We've got birthdays for the whole weekend.
Let
him do it for the
day. We usually don't always have birthdays for the whole weekend, but we got them today.
Good.
Start off with this lady right here. Do you know this old classic tune?
Sweet Dreams?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
It is Lady Gaga's birthday today.
You just saw a little.
These are Friday birthdays.
Who can Matt beat now? Just a little live there with a little glitching. Mm-mm-mm. I went rah rah rah. I will not forget. I don't know why. I'll never forget the first time I saw Lady Gaga because I was just like, "It's like you ain't gonna get me again." Like you got me, Boy George. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, "What is this significance here with saying Lady Gaga?" And then a lot of like you know gay references and stuff. I'm like, "What is going on here?" And it was on Ellen.
Oh.
That was at Mary's house. She was watching Ellen.
Her new CD is kind of wild.
She performed poolside, and I was like, I ain't going to sit here and say that she's attractive because she might have a Dugan.
It's all rumors.
Yeah, I know, but she also was smart in her marketing. She didn't dispel them. She didn't address them. She's like, oh, y'all think that I'm androgynous or blah, blah, blah. Run with it.
Think what you want. It got her a lot of fans, a lot of little monsters.
Little monsters.
Is this a big birthday for her?
It's not.
God, I don't even know.
She don't know where to guess.
46.
Oh, no. I'll say 42.
It's not a big birthday yet. 39 years old for Lady Gaga.
Okay. See, I was under the impression she was around the music industry. It's like
longer than she was, yeah.
Because she was like she wrote a bunch of real famous songs, and then somebody says, you know, you sing good too, and you got that look, that pretty Madonna look where it's like, you're good. Hot, but you got that evil side to you, but you also look good with dark hair too, so go with it, girl.
Let's go with Julia Stiles. Save the Last Dance, The Omen. 10 Things to Hate About You.
AJ's sister.
It could be.
I said I and a Y. Plus, his real last name's Jones.
Alan.
Mark. Not Mark Jones, but I was calling myself one. Like
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles.
40.
The L is silence.
Is it a big birthday?
It's not.
46. That number's there for some reason in my brain today.
Okay, yeah. What did you say, 46?
If you just Googled her, I bet you know her age now.
I didn't look at her age. I'd say, what did you say, 46?
See, she had a muffin there, so I should have heard that.
45.
Oh, you're close. 44 for Julia Stiles.
On the podcast, will this song be playing in the background?
It will not be.
Oh, so I got to remember that, referencing things that may not even be there. And you're like, what is he talking about, muffin?
That's a big old no-no.
What is she?
44.
Oh.
Let's go from K plus 8. Kate Gosselin's birthday today. Famous for a short bob haircut and having a lot of kids.
Yeah, Nancy Grace stole her look.
Oh, okay.
That, and see, now I don't know how that show could have been 20 years ago. It could have been 10 years ago.
50.
Kate plus 8.
46 is in my brain.
Okay. Well, get it out of your brain and listen to Paige because she is 50 years old today.
Damn.
I know what I would tell this gentleman.
I've never been told to listen to Paige.
Actually, I wouldn't call this guy a gentleman. I call him an ass age to his face.
Oh, wow.
Because I've heard he is very much one.
Gosh.
It is Vince Vaughn's birthday.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, Mr. Oh, man.
Not a fan.
No. But I'm still going to try to guess his age, though. But I don't like... You know what? Suck it. Because I...
Oh, wow.
You know
okay.
why? Fred Claus.
Fred Claus.
That's not his fault, but it cost me $88.
Oh, you
from Redbox.
Didn't take it back.
55.
She nailed it.
That was the day when, like, even when, like, Pick a Flick or Blockbuster, like, if you lost the movie, like, it cost you $100.
Something stupid.
That is the weirdest thing, man.
That's how I lost my job at the video update.
Why?
Somebody I know came in and stole a copy of Blade. And I'm like,
with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. I'm like, let me go to Walmart and just buy it. And you're like, nope, you can't do it that way. I mean, yeah, I can. You just don't want me to work here.
And then you find out how cheap VHS tapes were.
Bitch woman.
And you're like, God, you are wanting them to lose it. You actively were surprised the Blockbuster cover was so bright. It wasn't made of camouflage.
Dude,
we don't want you to see it when you look around for it.
It was so easy to take movies because people would drop them off 2 for $0.99 Tuesdays with no limit. And they get like 10 and 15 movies that they'd watch in a week, I guess.
It wasn't 2 per person?
No, 2 for $0.99, no limit. And they'd stack them up, and you can't rewind them in time, and you can't check them out.
Was there a fee if you were not kind and rewound?
Yeah.
It was 50 cents per tape.
Damn.
That's expensive.
Those machines, though, were like
fast.
Gold. Yeah, you'd put them out.
God, you love it. So quick. We had two of them going, smoking.
Now all y'all do is just scroll over. Scroll over.
That's it. Scrolly scroll.
Everything's DVD.
It is Salt's, Salt's birthday from Salt and Pepper.
Oh.
Cheryl James.
Maybe I was thinking 56 and not 46.
57.
You're both wrong. 59 years old for Salt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's funny this lady has a birthday today because her show comes on Friday nights on NBC. It's called Happiest Place.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You watch that?
I've seen a couple. I mean, look, it ain't as good as Reba. Not the show.
I don't feel the same way about Reba as I used to since our confrontation on the show that day.
What was that about guns?
Somebody tagged me in that again. Yeah, it was about guns. It was. It's on YouTube. I didn't even know that was on YouTube. Somebody tagged me in it again where Reba.
I remember now.
Scoffs at morning show DJ's question about guns. She just like
shock jock.
I know, yeah, it wasn't that, but you know, just because you're in country music, it doesn't mean that you're for gun rights. You assume kind of, and yeah. I kind of said it as it wasn't an attack, but it was more like, well, I mean, we know how Reba feels. She's like, well, actually, I don't feel that way, and I'm like, what? I thought she was, you know,
trying to swerve us.
Yeah,
like, what is you doing?
I will say Fancy is 64. Maybe I'm dyslexic in my brain.
69.
Brain. Well, it's a big one for Reba.
70?
70 years old for Reba McEntire.
Ooh. Wow, I think at some point she lets the hair go. Because I think her, with that hair bob she's got going now, with it being like silver gray, I think it'd be pretty.
Could. She looked great when she was Colonel Sanders.
John Goodman. Oh, wait a minute. Don Johnson, I'm sorry.
Nope, not Eduardo Sanchez.
Is it a main character?
Oh, yeah. If you had a few guesses. Two.
Are we going in chronological order?
Oh, this is Sunday's birthday.
Oh, okay. Kenny Dan Powers.
Nope, not Danny McBride.
I can't remember his real name. I was wanting to say it. It's not Aspel?
It's a woman.
Big Cannon?
It is Big Cannon.
Oh, wow.
Katie Mixon. April Buchanan. A.K.A.
April.
April Big Cannons.
Where he's sitting there with his ass poked up. April. Look at him. April. Katie Mixon. Yeah, I love her country twang. Sounds like I'm talking about a body part when I say that, right?
What are you doing, Kenny?
I like your twang. I don't have no twang.
Yeah. Stevie comes and says, who would eat my MF anyway?
What is this? That's who I was thinking. Stevie Janowski.
Steve Little.
Looks like a dark-haired Larry Bird in the face. 46. Maybe it's her.
47?
Oh, 44 years old for Katie Mixon on Sunday. Not today. I only got one happy heavenly 46. Birthday. You got it. Happy heavenly birthday to Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
Oh.
Would have been 67 years old today.
Rest in peace.
He was found dead from a cocaine overdose.
Was it in Minnesota?
I don't know, actually. That was Larry the Axe's boy.
Yeah.
And also Kurt's daddy, Curtis.
Curtis Axel. That's, isn't it weird in wrestling? Like, used to, like, Dustin Rhodes, like, if he had came up and started using a different, I know the Gold Dust stuff, but it's like not acknowledging, like, we all know that's your dad, but.
Yeah, come on.
And then, like, we ain't done. Curtis Axel, like. Curtis Hennig, you could have been that, but. You want to make your own identity. And like Brian Pillman Jr. now, he goes to WWE, he becomes Lexus King.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm like, or Braun Breaker, that's another good example. You could have been Braun Steiner.
Dude, you could have been Dogface Jr.
Dude, I mean, like, what? You want to make your own identity? It's like Charlotte Flair says, I want to drop the flair, I just want to be Charlotte.
Plus, isn't Scott's son about to come up through the system? Pretty sure he is.
Yeah, I was trying to remember his name.
Get his name.
He's been wrestling in Japan for a long time.
You can dog face his boy. That's what I'd say to him if I saw him.
What a name.
Braun, you dog face
his
boy. And
then his catchphrase is, these dogs are barking. Like, dude, in my day it meant your feet were tired. Your catchphrase? Because he's a dog.
Don't let the dog.
He barks like Junkyard Dog. I don't know if you know that.
Have you seen Dogface at these PLEs? Man, he can still go.
Oh, I saw an interview the other day on YouTube with Scott Steiner, and he is so still off kilter, man. It's great. All right, let me bring this up because I want to say this as I sent an email the day before, like, we got to remember to do a promo tomorrow and several commercials, things like that. And then at the bottom of the paper, I wrote this. The moon was made of expired cheese, and the pigeons in trench coats knew the secret but refused to talk, choosing instead to communicate through interpretive dance on busy street corners. Meanwhile, Leroy was still trying to figure out why his left shoe kept disappearing every third Thursday, blaming it on time-traveling squirrels with a vendetta, while Dr. Sausage had a theory involving quantum mustard. All of this, of course, was just a distraction from the real event of Monday, Fat Boy's birthday!
Ah, God!
Did you read that far into the bullcrap?
Did you want your birthday?
Did you see it?
Your birthday.
Are you calling me a Leroy? And then I was looking. I'm like, oh, what's this got to do with
me? I wrote Dr. Sausage, too, because that was your Facebook character name yesterday. I was like,
yeah, it was.
And then I was like, oh, it was almost like the end of a Chuck Lorre production where he puts
what, like Love Connection?
No, that's Chuck. I was about to say Chuck Berry.
That's Chuck.
Sure. Not Chuck Connors.
No, that's the Rifleman.
Chuck Woolery.
Woolery, rest in peace. No longer with us.
Do you want us to get somebody to get you Chick-fil-A little sandwiches?
No, Jug's not coming in.
I want you to walk in here with nothing on.
All right. Paige,
if you can too, if you want.
I took it from you. There you go. Fat Boy's birthday celebration on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.